You flew the door, threw my arms skyward and screamed, "These hands have been touched by God!"
Yes, I remember as I walked into the emergency room, I guess it must have been God's will. Because this yet a woman in complete cardiac arrest showed up.
I mean, I didn't even have a chance to take off my seal, sucker.
And put on my scrub suit. I stood there and gloved up. And I mean, we're talking no pulse. No respiration. Straight line on the electrocardiogram. I mean, we were talking no nothing. Fortunately, I had my Ronco pocket defibrillator with me, and I got her ticking going. I established a little blood pressure, pulse still rapid and bounding. Yeah, instantly assessed the situation. I called up her doctor. We talked for a second. I realized it was time for radical action. Her husband was wringing his hands in the waiting room. I said, "Sir, Dr. Griesmanelli, chief of surgery here at Blum General, your wife's condition is, well, life-threatening. She needs an immediate heart transplant. Sadly, we don't have a suitable donor, so we're going to ask you to sign permission slips for the most radical of all procedures. We could take the heart of a cow and place it in your wife's chest, and she should be able to live a reasonably normal lifestyle."
He said, "The heart of a cow? My God, I don't... Will she function?" I said, "Yes, she'll function. Look, I got all the brochures on it here. It's been done before. I believe I can do it now. All I need is you to sign this permission waiver."
Sure enough, he signed, and what could he do? It was either that or she'd be on a slab permanent. Well, we took her into the OR, and we had the cow nearby, and the operation was a success. She didn't reject the heart, and I monitored her carefully for a couple of weeks. Finally, we sent her on her way. And as we watched them drive into the distance, I said, "This is a great day in the history of Blaumen General." I called him up a couple of weeks later just because constant follow-up is mandatory with an operation of this severity. I said, "Sir, what's the deal? And your wife, how's she holding up with her new cow's heart?" He said, "Well, good and bad." I said, "Good and bad? What do you mean?" He said, "Well, her grazing keeps the grass short, and that's good. But the only problem is every day she makes the rounds and breastfeeds all the neighbors."